Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is podcast number 15. How to find your why. Do you have a plan for your life? Why are you committed to reclaiming or maintaining your health? Finding your purpose or why power is what gets us out of bed each morning. If we don't have a reason for living, the entire day becomes a chore and we lose sight of our goal. Over time, we can fall into a trap of a negative downward spiral. We stop investing in ourselves. We stop investing in the relationships with family members or others within our social networks. We may even stop eating the foods that give us the health and energy that we need. We may even stop exercising or moving altogether. I have found that my patients in my cardiology practice who have successfully reversed their medical conditions generally tend to have a very strong answer to the question, why are you committed to regaining your health? They also have an answer to the follow-up question, what will happen if you cannot regain your health? We have to visualize our goal. We also need to visualize what will happen if we cannot stick to our goal. Every day, I know at least in my own life, I review my life's goals and purpose. It gives me much greater focus and clarity with all of the distractions and temptations that we face in modern day life. In my mid-40s, I had lost my health and I had lost my why. I was working long and crazy hours at the hospital. I had lost my connection to my family, myself, and my own spirituality. I would not take vacation time. Each day I would start working at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and often would not come home from the hospital until it was 8 o'clock at night or even later sometimes. As I look back on those times, I definitely was not happy either. I had this crazy idea that if I just worked hard enough and we saved our money, that we could retire early and start enjoying life. I fell victim to the trap of once this happens, fill in the blank, I will be happy. Well, guess what? You can't put off your happiness. You can't put off these things. The key is to be happy in the moment, at whatever stage you're at. Saying, I'll be happy when I finish this project, or I'll be happy when I graduate from school, or I'll be happy when I find the right person. It doesn't work that way. You won't be happy when those things happen, or maybe you will just for a brief period of time. But the key is to always be happy and to live in the moment and enjoy each and every day. In the end, my body just gave out. It hurt to move or to do anything. I wound up on 5 different medications and had developed an autoimmune disease, severe esophagitis, degenerative disc disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, horrible insomnia, and chronic fatigue. I always felt tired and would try to compensate, or at least I thought I could give myself more energy by eating plenty of donuts, bagels, pizza, and Diet Coke every day. Finally, you know, I realized how far off course my life had become. I also realized that my answer to the second question, what will happen if you cannot regain your health, was that I would become a decrepit, arthritic, and sickly overweight man and would likely wind up in one of those jazzy scooters before age 60. The first step for me to regain my health was to develop a strong life's purpose. My purpose required me to have excellent health so that I could fulfill my role in this life. The purpose also had to be strong enough to help me to resist all of the temptations that we find in modern day life. In other words, to keep my purpose or my focus on my goal so strong that I wouldn't be distracted by the donuts, the Diet Coke, and all the other crap of modern life. I want to talk now about the power of purpose and how it affects the risk of heart disease. Does having a sense of purpose matter when it comes to heart health? The answer is a resounding yes. And I learned this firsthand. One of the largest studies looking at the role of a life purpose and survival was done in Japan. In this study, they had a total of 43,391 people that they followed for 7 years. They found that those who did not have a sense of purpose for their lives were 50% more likely to die during the 7 years of the study. Let me repeat that. Those who didn't have a purpose, those who were wandering aimlessly, were 50% more likely to die over 7 years. Interestingly, in this study, the risk of dying from a heart-related cause was 60% higher if you lacked a sense of purpose in your life. The researchers offered several explanations for their findings. They cited other studies which have shown that people without purpose or hope are more likely to develop blood clots, have increased levels of inflammation, and are more likely to have the dangerous forms of cholesterol. Well, can having a purpose protect against Alzheimer's disease? There was an equally fascinating study that was recently published on 246 people from Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. In this study, they found that having a life mission or purpose could help to prevent cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease. You know, this makes sense to me. If you have a purpose or if you have a passion, whatever that is, a passion in life, you will live in a way that will promote health and well-being. If you want to read more about this study, go on to my website at drjohnday.com and read blog number 15, and there's the actual study that you can refer to. Well, what about having a lack of purpose? Can that lead to poor health, you know, if we just don't have a reason? And this is something that I've seen many times in my career. The most dangerous day in the life of a man seems to be the day he retires. For many men, their sense of purpose seems to come from their job or their career. So often when men retire, their health quickly deteriorates or crashes over the next 1 to 2 years. Does this mean that we can never retire and we have to work forever? Of course not. However, instead of turning retirement into lounging on the chair with nothing to do, it could be an opportunity to move from a for-profit to a non-profit career. Volunteering can be so incredibly therapeutic and health-promoting. Many studies have shown that those who volunteer gain remarkable health benefits. We all need to feel needed. We all need to contribute. And this is important to maintain optimal health. How can we develop a life's purpose? Well, how can we get that life's purpose and help to reclaim our health? This is something that is very personal and will vary from person to person. You must be sure that your purpose and goals are your own, rather than shoulds that may be placed on us externally, whether it's family or society, etc. For me, what seemed to give me greatest clarity of my life's purpose was to imagine what I would want people to say about me at my funeral. Do I want many people there? What would they say about me at my funeral? What do I want my legacy to stand for when I leave this world? And what mark will I leave on the world so that my posterity will remember me and remember that I was once here? I hope that I truly can live my life so that on my gravestone, my family will have carved out that my life's purpose was that he served God, loved his family, and healed the sick. To fulfill my life's purpose, I must have good health. I know now that I can never take my health for granted. Our health is the way that we experience this life. We cannot show up for our family. We cannot show up for our jobs. We cannot show up for ourselves if we are bogged down by all of the burdens that may happen to our bodies. We have to take care of our bodies. This is the way we experience this life. We have to have our bodies working properly. This strong sense of purpose is what helps me to stay motivated and helps me each day to live in a way that promotes health. It helps me to see the big picture so that when I walk by that nurse's station and I see that box of donuts or that big Costco chocolate cake or I see the free soda dispensers at every nurse's station in my hospital or all the free donuts in the doctor's dining lounge, if I can focus on the big picture and what I'm really trying to accomplish, it gives me the strength to resist these temptations. What is your why? What is your why power? What is your purpose in life? What motivates you to live well and to stay away from a lot of these temptations of modern life? I'd love to hear from you. It would be so helpful for me and for my patients to learn from you. Please go onto my website at drjohnday.com and leave a comment. Also, if you found this helpful, please share it with others. Sign up for my newsletter. There's a lot of information there that you can't find anywhere else. And if you wouldn't mind, as a last request, go onto iTunes and leave me a rating. I read all of these ratings. This, by rating this podcast, it will help us to be more visible on iTunes so that others too can benefit from this. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you with our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.